You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
August 7th, 2018. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
Tonight is an old friend of the show. Rob Corddry is here, everybody. We're going to be talking about his show, HBO show, Ballers, and his new movie, Dog Days. But first, let's catch up on today's headlines. The Ku Klux Klan is not the powerhouse organization they once were, but they have a new plan to get back on top.
KKK recruiters are trying to lure kids in upstate New York with candy. Klan members have been reported meeting children as they make their way to the bus in the morning. Apparently, they're handing out bags of flyers and Snickers candy bars.
Oh, man. Now parents have to be extra worried if their kid comes home with candy. Parents are gonna be like, Timmy, where did you get that candy? You'd be like, from a pedophile? Oh, thank God. I thought it was the KKK. Oh, my God. Oh, and you know, I think the KKK underestimates how smart kids are these days. Like, if anything, the kids are gonna end up tricking the KKK. And you'll be like, thanks for the candy, mister. Now I hate Mexicans and blacks. Can I get more? And so he turns away. He's like, what a moron. Doesn't he know that the most effective racism is about dominating power structures, not running around in a bedsheet? What a dumbass. Moving on. While America is at Home Depot shopping for the border wall, it might wanna pick up a spare.
Illegal immigration from Canada is soaring.
Last year, Border Patrol agents along the northern border caught 3,027 people who were in the country illegally. Nearly half, 1,489, were from Mexico. Mexican citizens don't need a visa to enter Canada. And one-way flights to Toronto and Montreal only cost about $300.
Yeah, you heard that right. Mexicans are coming in through the northern border now. Yo, poor Trump, man. I feel like he's gonna be done with the wall. He's gonna lay the last brick on the wall with his bare hands, and he's gonna be like, finally, my beautiful wall is complete. And then he turns around, and there's a bunch of Mexicans like, good job, Mr. President. No! And also, this is incredibly insulting to Canadians. Mexicans make it all the way to Canada, and they still decide to keep going to the US. Like, Canadians must be like, hey, but we have free healthcare, low crime. Why would you go to America? And they're like, yo, if I'm being honest, man, I just want to be in a country where people speak my language, man. In other news, if you're waiting for President Trump to get impeached, this might have to hold you over.
The West Hollywood City Council is working on a plan to remove President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The star is still boarded up after a man took a pickaxe to it last month. It's been a magnet for protests, and each time it's damaged, the city pays to repair it.
Okay. First of all, who's walking around L.A. with a pickaxe? And look, don't get me wrong, I get the whole resistance thing, but if you really want to disrespect Trump, isn't a sidewalk in Los Angeles already the most disgusting place for his star? Why remove it? People are walking on it, they're throwing trash, they're peeing, they're pooping, and you know they are. Like, don't tell me you walk down Hollywood Boulevard and you feel confident that every shit you see came from a dog. You know. You know, one out of three. Like, I feel like if anything, a sidewalk star should be a punishment, not a reward. You know, it's just for people like Trump and Cosby and Weinstein, all of them. And the only change is that what we should do is when they put their hands into the concrete, we just leave them there. Just leave them there. It's like, yeah, try grabbing a pussy now, pervert. All right, let's move on to our top story. Today is day 6 of the Paul Manafort trial. Now, remember, Paul Manafort is Donald Trump's former campaign manager and evil husband in a Lifetime movie. Well, anyway, thanks to the Mueller investigation, he is now on trial for tax crimes and money laundering, and things aren't going well for him. Because this week, prosecutors brought Rick Gates to the witness stand. And Gates has been Paul Manafort's right-hand man for years. And on top of that, he worked as the deputy campaign manager for Donald Trump. So he knows where the bodies are buried. And yesterday, he dug them up.
Robert Mueller's star witness, Rick Gates, taking the stand against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort.
Rick Gates becoming the first Trump campaign official to confess his crimes on the witness stand. Asked by the prosecution, were you involved in any criminal activity with Mr. Manafort? His reply, yes. Asked, did you commit any crimes with Mr. Manafort? Gates again responding, yes.
Well, that was easy. They were like, did you guys do the crimes? And he was like, yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I was hoping for a bit more courtroom drama, you know? Like, I thought, like, they'd tell him to confess and he'd deny it, and then they'd be like, well, we've got a surprise witness, your twin brother! Oh! Or, like, Tom Cruise would have shown up and be like, you can't handle the truth! And we'd be like, wow, Tom Cruise does his own stunts! But the proceedings weren't that exciting. Although, for Manafort, it must have been really wild, because every moment that Gates was on the stand, things just got worse and worse.
Another stunning confession, Gates admitting he also stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from Manafort while working for him.
Yo, I'm sorry, for me this is hilarious. Like, he's confessing to stealing from the same guy that he was committing crimes with. Like, Manafort must have been so mad, but also at the same time so proud, you know? Yeah, because on the one hand, Gates stole money from him, but on the other hand, he clearly learned everything that Manafort taught him. It's like if at the end of Karate Kid, Daniel-san kicked the shit out of Mr. Miyagi. He's like, wax these nuts, old man! Ah! So, like, every day in this trial, there has been another explosive revelation. Just today, Gates confessed that he also may have stolen from Trump's inauguration committee. Yeah, and not just the money, I think he took some of the people, too. How else would you explain that? So much crazy shit has been going on in this trial that people didn't even notice that there's been a giant butt in the courtroom this entire time. Why isn't anyone talking about the giant butt? What is it doing in there? Is it twerking against the witness stand? Is it connected to Russia somehow? We need answers! All right, sorry. Let's get back to Gates' testimony. So, with Gates. All right, one more thing, though. How come I can see through the butt? Like, is it a ghost butt? How do you get rid of a ghost butt? Are they ghost butt busters, huh? Or is it pronounced ghost butsters? I see butt people. Sorry, where was I? Now, what's interesting about this trial is that it's not the Russia investigation. Don't forget that. This is not the Russia investigation, but it came from the Russia investigation. And Robert Mueller is hoping that it'll lead back to the Russia investigation.
Now, special counsel Robert Mueller had been hoping that Manafort would flip and offer to share anything he knew about alleged Russian involvement in the Trump campaign, but so far he has not been willing to cooperate.
The main purpose of this trial from the overarching Mueller investigation is to get Paul Manafort to flip.
Man, Robert Mueller is cold-blooded. He doesn't even care about you. He's just catching the small fish as a way to get to Trump. You know, this whole thing reminds me of a song my mother used to sing to me as a kid about the Russia investigation. The song used to go, they go, the Gates bones connected to the Manafort bone, and the Manafort bones connected to the Russia bone, and the Russia bones connected to the Trump bone, and Trump was bony, stoning Daniels, and that's my song. We had weird songs growing up. So as it stands, Mueller seems to have a tight case. Manafort's partner in crime has turned on him, and there is a butt in the courtroom. maybe balls. It doesn't matter, though. The point is, why isn't Manafort snitching on Trump? Well, because it turns out Manafort has a planafort.
Sources tell CBS News Manafort expects a presidential pardon if he is found guilty.
Ah, yes, the presidential pardon. We forget, Trump hands out pardons like a Klan member handing out candy. He's pardoned Sheriff Arpaio, Dinesh D'Souza, and just last week he let Thanos off the hook. He's like, he disintegrated people on both sides, folks. Both sides! Fair guy. So now, the big question is, would Donald Trump rarely pardon a convicted criminal just to save his own ass? And is it the same ass from the courtroom? The answer to at least one of those questions is yes. We'll be right back.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a former Daily Show correspondent and actor who can be seen in the new film Dog Days and the HBO series Ballers. Please welcome Rob Quadri. Welcome back to the show.
Very nice.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
I see you got your Obama tan suit on.
I got my Obama. You had to explain that to me backstage. I didn't know he had the gall to wear a tan suit.
Yeah, I was like, yo, I saw Rob backstage and I was like, oh, you got the tan suit. And he's like, the tan suit? I was like, yeah, the Obama tan suit. And he's like, what was it? I was like, the biggest scandal of all time.
I was like, Trevor, I'm wearing a fantastic summer suit. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Obama made this mistake once.
That's not presidential.
And that's how we got Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations on everything you're doing. Let's chat first about Ballers coming back season 4.
Yeah.
Really popular show.
Thank you, yeah.
I won't lie, when I watched the first season of Ballers, I was like, oh, like, how much sports are they going to do? How deep are they going to go? But now the show has really become about your relationship.
It's about me, is what you're saying.
It's your relationship with Dwayne Johnson's character. And it's like, it's two guys really just struggling in the most glamorous world ever. Because I've never seen two more rich, broke people in a show ever. Like, every episode, it's like debt. How do we pay the debt?
I know.
How are we paying the money? We've got more debt.
So funny you mentioned that, because every time I have a line like that, I'm always like, wait, my character must make a good salary. Like, am I really that bad off?
Yeah, like, I love, like, you jump out of a Ferrari and you'll be like, man, we have to pay back the loan. We're not doing well.
I have a Ferrari and a Land Rover. Yeah. It's like, I'm doing okay.
No, you're in massive debt, Rob.
Compared to, like, the football players, I guess.
Who
I
are also
know.
In massive debt in some
but
of the
They're all in massive debt.
That's what I like about Ballers. I feel like it's a very realistic show. It's like, this is the glamour of America.
It's a very realistic show. That's right.
Debt. What have you loved most about seeing the character grow in the show and the show as it's evolved? Because now you've moved from Miami to L.A., right?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the best part, right? Because it's such a fun show to work on. The only, and with all apologies, all due respect to our friends in Miami, it was hard to shoot there, you know? Because I live in L.A., my family is in L.A., I am 47, so if you're not 20 or 85... There's not a lot going on for you in Miami. So what I would literally do, this is not a lie, I would leave work and I would go back to the place I was renting and do jigsaw puzzles in my underwear. And if it couldn't get worse, drink white wine. A sensible white wine. So that was, we did my... Then we were in L.A. for season 3.
Right.
And then now, but we pretended it was Miami.
Yes.
Like, a lot of green screens.
Yes.
Now we just dropped all pretense.
You were just like, we're just going to
we're
Miami
in L.A.
now.
Who cares?
Do you feel like you could be a sports agent with all the sports agency stuff you talked about?
Why, are you looking for representation, or...?
Well, I mean, I'm... Well,
yeah, I mean, you're pretty
athletic,
badass
at badminton. You're really good.
Yeah? You play mitten?
I was really, really good.
We might be looking for a couple guys.
I rock the shuttlecock
hard. Fill our stable.
Yeah. I was really good. I was just like... The sport just, like, disappeared from my life.
Sorry. You should get back... There's places you can play.
It's hard to find pickup games, though. Like,
you don't find people, Noah, like, in the showing up at your pickup badminton game. Like... The dude from the show. he brought his own racket.
That's how I roll. Custom-made racket to the badminton game. Let's talk about the movie. You have a new movie coming out.
Dog Days.
Yes. Which is a really great movie because it speaks to my experience of what I've learned in America, and that is it is easier to meet people if you meet them through their dogs.
Yeah.
That's really what this movie's about.
I guess you're right? I mean, like, I actually never thought about it that way, but in college, everybody was like, dude, you either need to play guitar, have a hacky sack, or have a dog.
Right.
Or you're not gonna meet ladies.
Right.
And I had none of those things.
Right, I'm glad you didn't have the hacky sack or the...
No. No, I had nothing,
Do you have a dog now?
No, Mike, I don't. You know, only because I have children. Which are like dogs that can talk. You know? Dogs that can reason with you. It's just so much work. And also, like, my youngest daughter's allergic to everything.
Right.
And so it's a good excuse not to get one. I'd take one, though, if you were giving me one right now as a surprise.
Well, it's funny you say that.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't
you
have
pull
a dog.
Out a
Why
huge
would I have a
great
dog under my desk? You guys are waiting for a dog? I'm going to put a dog out under my desk? What do you think this is?
No one's ever done that.
What do you think this is?
No one's ever done that.
Yeah, but it's a really cool, it's a rom-com about people meeting each other, like, using their dogs.
Yeah.
And I lived in L.A. for a little bit, and that's what I found. Even in New York, don't talk to people, you talk to the dogs.
To
meet someone in the street, you go like, hey, little guy.
What's your dog voice?
That's what I do. I go like, hey
little guy.
Or you go high-pitched. You always go high-pitched. Like,
I remember this one.
In my building. Oh, that's cute.
I do this dog.
I like that.
Boy.
That's a nice dog voice.
Not a bad dog
Mine is non-threatening up voice.
Yeah.
Mine is a real...
Hey, little guy.
We're both betas.
Yeah,
so.
I go with that. I go with that voice. Well, what are you doing today?
I had a conversation good. Once. How are you?
With my neighbor, and she wouldn't, like, my neighbor in my building would not speak to me every time in the elevator. And then one day I just cracked and I looked at the dog. And then I was just like, what are you guys doing today? I think I was just defeated.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, we're going for a walk. And when
you,
I watched the movie.
You cracked the code.
Yeah, when I watched the movie, I was like, this is basically it.
Yeah.
This is, so you need to get a dog.
No, I don't. I don't want to talk to more people. I got enough people in my life. I want to shrink my world, not get it bigger. I'm not taking applications.
Well, in that case, get a hacky sack.
I'll pull a muscle.
Dude, thank you so much for being on the show.
Always a pleasure, man.
Dog Days will be in theaters August 8th. And season 4 of Ballers premieres August 12th on HBO. Rob Cogman, everybody!
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.